I don't know anything about Mr. Fitzpatrick, repeated Mrs. Kearney. I have a contract, and I intend to see that it is carried out. When she came back to the dressing room, her cheeks were slightly suffused. The room was lively. Two men in outdoor dress had taken possession of the fireplace and were chatting familiarly with Miss Healy and the baritone. They were the Freeman man and Mr. O'Madden Burke. The Freeman man had come in to say that he could not wait for the concert, as he had to report the lecture which an American priest was giving in the Mansion House. He said they were to leave the report for him at the Freeman office, and he would see that it went in. He was a grey-haired man, with a plausible voice and careful manners. He held an extinguished cigar in his hand, and the aroma of cigar smoke floated near him. He had not intended to stay a moment, because concerts and artistes bored him considerably, but he remained leaning against the mantelpiece. Miss Healy stood in front of him, talking and laughing. He was old enough to suspect one reason for her politeness, but young enough in spirit to turn the moment to account. The warmth, fragrance, and colour of her body appealed to his senses. He was pleasantly conscious that the bosom which he saw rise and fall slowly beneath him rose and fell at that moment for him, that the laughter and fragrance and wilful glances were his tribute. When he could stay no longer, he took leave of her regretfully. Mr. O'Madden Burke will write the notice, he explained to Mr. Holohan, and I'll see it in. Thank you very much, Mr. Hendrick, said Mr. Holohan. You'll see it in, I know. Now, won't you have a little something before you go? I don't mind, said Mr. Hendrick.